Good morning.
Are you there?
Okay, good morning. Yes. All right. Did you tell your mom Happy Mother's Day today yet? Okay, very good. Okay. Let's listen to these words. And oh, here comes some more. So we're going to... We will listen to these words and learn about what it means to love someone, all right? Good morning. All right, here we go. Oh, come some more. Good morning again, everybody. Okay, now let's listen to these words again that we just read, okay? And we'll talk about them. John says, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. This is love for God, to obey his commands. I want to talk today about belonging to a family. You all belong to a family, right? All right. And right here on earth, but we also belong to another family. We belong to God's family, right? That's what John said. We are the children of God, so we belong to the family of God. Now, if you live in a family, I suppose there's a lot of stuff that's done for you, right? What's some of the things mom does for you? Yeah? Fold the laundry? Okay. What else does mom do for you? Okay, gets your lunch around. What else? Yeah? Takes care of you, okay. Have you ever been sick and mom took care of you? Okay. Makes meals. Does she make your bed or do you make your bed? Do you make your bed? Okay. All righty. Well, yeah. When you're a part of a family, a lot of things get done for you, right? A lot of things. Do you buy your own clothes? Who does that for you? Moms and dads. Yeah, right. Okay. So that kind of reminds me that as members of the family of God, children of God, our Father has done a lot for us, hasn't he? What's our Father done for us? Our Heavenly Father, yeah. Well, okay, well, you're jumping right ahead to the right, yes. But before that, what does the Father do for you every day? We say, watches over us. He provides for us, we say, right? He gives us food and clothing and shoes and drink and house and home and wife and children and land and animals and everything that we have and our money and good weather and good government and health and peace and all the good things that God gives. Who does all that? Do you do all that? No, God does all that, right? God does all that. He takes, but most of all, I want to say it again, Clara, most of all, what did he do for us? He gave us his son to die on the cross, right? For the forgiveness of our sins and for salvation. Did you save yourself?
No.
No? Who saved you?
God
saved you by giving his son, right? Exactly. All of that your father did for you. Now, how are you going to love him back? That's the question. How do you love your mom? Huh? Or your dad at home? Do you do some things to show her you love? Yeah? You did, okay, chores. I was going to talk. Yeah, what else? Okay, you help out. Okay. Do you guys have a to-do list at home? Do you? I'm going to make a to-do list here, okay? To-do. All right. What's some of the things on your to-do list at home? Who has to make their bed? Okay. Make the bed. What else do you have to do? What do you? Feed the pets. What do you have to do?
Wash dishes.
Okay. Wash the dishes. What else? Yes. What? Do what in the laundry? Oh, okay. Clothes in the washer. So I'll put help with laundry. Okay, there's a good list right there. Now, would these things get done if you didn't do them? They probably would. Your mom would probably do it, right? Your dad would probably do it. But when you do that, what are you really saying to your mom and your dad? by doing those things? Aren't you saying, I love you? When you do what they tell you to do, isn't that one way of saying, I love you? Right? Isn't it? Yeah? It is. It's one of the ways we say to those, our parents, I love you. How do we say, I love you to God? We can come here to worship and say, I love you, God, I praise you, but we can also do what He commands. And what does He command us? He says, love each other. Love each other. Don't be angry at each other. Don't hurt each other. Don't call each other names. Love each other, because that's how you love your Father in heaven. Okay, so that's our to-do list today. To do. Oh yeah, love your mom and dad by making the bed and feeding the pets and washing the dishes and helping with the laundry and all those other things you do. But what are you going to do to love God? What else is on your to-do list? Love each other. And that's how we show our love for God. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for sending your Son, Jesus, for loving us through Him all the way to the death on the cross. Now, Lord, help us to love each other as our way of saying, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks. Come on for coming up, and you can head on back.